Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. We're going to read a passage of scripture out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20. Now, to him who is able to do far more than abundantly than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Sometimes I think it's important for us just to pause and say, Lord, we just want to say thank you. You've done something that we couldn't even imagined. My family and I, my mom has been in the hospital the last maybe week or so, and just been struggling with dementia, and the doctor's trying to diagnose exactly what's going on. But as a family, we've been talking back and forth, my brothers and sisters and I, and mom has gotten to the point right now that she needs more than we can do for her in a home. And so we had to make a decision to put mom in a nursing home or a facility for a little while as the doctors continue to assess what's going on, why the things are happening with her brain. She could have a conversation with you, and then 10 minutes later, she thinks there's children over in the corner of her room or whatever. So it's a pretty dramatic change when her mind goes into a fog. And so we've been praying, God, we need your wisdom to know what you want to do. God, we need you to open doors. God, we know you're able, but we don't know exactly what we need to do. We just don't know. And so there's been lots of discussion, obviously, between me and my brothers and my sister. And some of that discussion has been a lot of fun. Some of that discussion has been really hard. And so we came to a decision talking with Terry, her husband. This is what we think is best. This, we think the door God has opened. And I want to testify to you, not only did God open the door, he's done something that we could have never even thought about or even asked for or even imagined, or we weren't even praying. God, we need you to do this. We weren't even praying this. And so mom was taken to a place that she used to work at when she was still working. It's called Chalet Village when we were kids. I'm not sure what the name, I think it might be called Revive right now or something like that. And so us as kids, we all have vivid memories of walking into that place. And so we're like, you know what? None of us really want to do this. And so she got moved yesterday afternoon. I called my brother this morning and said, okay, you know, just want to check in, see how mom's doing. And he said, you know, it's been absolutely amazing. Her mind is clear today. Now, we're not sure how long that's going to be. But at that, most of the morning has been clear. Not only has my mom's mind been clear, God has put someone in the nursing home from her small town in Bryant, Indiana that she knows. So they were having breakfast together this morning. My mom was able to walk this morning. My mom was able to get up and take a shower this morning. My mom was able to go down and have biscuits and gravy for breakfast. And then my mom called my sister, or my sister called my mom last night. And there's like three or four people now that my mom knows, like she can remember them from when and where before, like, you know, say Monday, she couldn't remember if a doctor walked in a room or out of the room, or she didn't even know where the call button was to call the nurse. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like, you know, as I'm recording this now, my mom could be, her mind could be gone, be lost into a whole different spot. But something that just sticks out to me, that my God was amazing enough not only to find mom a place, put someone there that she knows, put staff in there that she knows, and God has given her the ability to recognize that at this point. And so I just want to say what an amazing God we serve. And I don't know where you are right now, but I know the one who is able. Now, I don't know if this is going to continue on and my mom's mind is going to stay clear, because they have transitioned her off of medicine, and maybe it's just a, you know, coming off the medicine fog, or if my mom really has dementia. I was at lunch with my wife today, and she says, well, what do you think? I said, the only one who knows what's going on with my mom is Jesus. And I want to be able to step back and say, okay, I'm going to trust you for this. Not knowing what will happen, but know the one who knows what will happen. His name is Jesus. And so for right now, at this moment, as I record, I'm rejoicing because my mom actually has mind capabilities. 3 minutes from now, it could be gone. I don't know. But I think it's cool to stop and see the little things where God has stepped in, and really not only the little things, the huge things. From what we were talking about Monday to now Thursday for mom, it's huge what God has done in those couple of days. And so we're, you know, excited about that. We'll trust him as we walk the next day, the next moment, the next hour. We know the one person who's in charge, and that is Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you today. He's able to do far more abundantly than you ask or imagine for his glory. So Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to run to you, to know who you are, to know the characteristics. And when we see you do something unbelievable, we want to go ahead and talk about that publicly, say thank you to you. You made a way when there seemed to be no way. And so, Lord, we need your wisdom today. We need your hope today. We need your comfort today. And so we're going to trust you in it. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless, and thank you for joining us for